Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
I think I'm going to change my name to Dorothy. I feel like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. This wind is just incredible. So batten down the hatches and bring in the patio furniture. Oh, it's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How are you doing on this Tuesday morning? Let's make it a groovy Tuesday. Got lots of stuff for you today, including the poll question already up and running at 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Brought to you, of course, by Nissan of Carson City. Love goes, guys. Thank you so much. With all the drama surrounding the 2020 election, should Nevada blank? Okay. Should we audit the election results? Should we have a new 100% in-person vote? Should we certify the vote as is? What are your thoughts? And no, none of the above. Can't do that. 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, could you unplug and walk away from your electronic devices, except for work, of course, for 48 hours? 92% of those participating said yes. I believe it. I think people are so tired of the BS and just everything that's going on. I think you could walk away. I walk away literally every time I go to my mom's house because, well, she doesn't get cell phone service up there. And that's how I do a lot of my stuff is on my cell phone. So I get a forced break for 2 days. It's actually nice. I think that's what we should do, though. Whenever you can. I know there's so much going on in your life and you got to stay connected to this person and that person. But do you really? Just turn it off. Even for just a little bit for the day, especially for the kids. Really? That text from their friends, it can wait. Knowing what Beyonce or Katy Perry is doing, it's not life or death. Turn off the mainstream media, too. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. The misinformation that they're putting out is just, it's counterintuitive to what they are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be journalists. Now, basically, if you consider yourself a journalist, all I see is activists. That's all I see is propaganda activists. And I think journalists are figuring that out, too, because there was an article not too long ago where one young lady just walked away. She decided to go do something else because she was flat out told, do not do stories on this, this, and this. And they were all important stories to get out to the public. You know, not reporting about all of the different sex trafficking groups that have been busted. It seems like every single week of this presidency, somebody's getting busted. People are being saved. Kids are being saved. Adults are being saved. But you don't hear about it in the mainstream media. It's just so frustrating. That's why I say turn it off. Go find the headlines that will help you understand what's going on. Like this one. Forced vaccination law in Denmark abandoned after public protests. We are not the only country that is looking at forced vaccinations. This is going on everywhere. Why? Because it's part of the plan. It's part of the whole reset, which we have an amazing guest coming up with us 11 o'clock He is the spokesperson for the LaRouche Foundation and the LaRouche Pack. Got some incredible stuff for you, especially with all of these ex-generals and military saying that they need to go in and they are ready to go in and remove the president of the United States of America. As Alan Dershowitz put it, Biden can call himself president-elect. He can call himself Tinkerbell for all I care. He can call himself that, but it doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it true. So there's this now controversy going around that, you know, all the fact checkers out there are saying is not true, that the U.S. Army seized Dominion servers in Germany. And then, of course, that was also the same time that Sidney Powell said that, you know, she was going to release the Kraken. But that information was actually released from a congressman. So is the media saying then that this congressman lied? Or is he trying to get some positivity out there for all of those who believe that this election was a sham, that President Trump did win by a landslide? I just tell you, be patient. Be patient. It's all going to come to life. It's all going to come to light. And then be ready, because the left is going to have a meltdown. Either way, President Trump will be the president. He'll take it to Congress. I'm fascinated with this whole concept that people are now starting to read and understand the Constitution and read and understand the articles of which and the Bill of Rights. And it's just people are trying in a scramble to educate themselves. It's great. Make sure you log on to protecttheconstitution.com. Or I'm sorry, Guard the Constitution. GuardTheConstitution.com. This is what they've been trying to take apart for hundreds of years, literally since it was put in place. And you're going to find out that, well, Europe has a lot to do with it. Have we ever been out of Britain's rule? Bank of London, a few other organizations over there. It'll all come to light. Just like thousands of missing ballots just yesterday popped up in one county in Georgia, just miraculously appeared. 2,600 ballots now found just in one country, one county. Trust in the plan. Quick text. I still don't get Office of President-elect special rules for special people. Yeah, it's manipulation. It's a mind game. Because if you see that, how many people have given in to the fact that, you know, he's the president-elect? He's speaking from the office of the president-elect. It's visual. It's temporal. It's audible. If people keep hearing it and seeing it, they'll believe it. Because that's how manipulated we are through the media. Doesn't make it true. I can call myself a beauty queen. Doesn't make it true. Joe Biden is not the president-elect. It has not been certified. And it won't be. Because more and more, that's what the president is urging a lot of counties and states around the country. Don't certify the vote. Clark County did it, but that was only for one seat. Don't certify the votes. Don't give in to this. Don't give in to the media saying that there is no fraud, that there is no evidence of fraud, because the evidence is pouring in every single day. Every day. Monica, I was talking with a friend last night, and she was telling me about what had happened to her son, who lives in a convalescent hospital in Sparks, because he's a quadriplegic. In July, someone that works at the nursing home, she thinks, came around and asked if he would like to register to vote. So he registered. October, he got his ballot, and they told him to sign it and that they would fill it out for him. But he, being of sound mind, said that he would have his mom fill it out. There are a lot of convalescent hospitals throughout this country with a lot of seniors with not so sound minds and are not sure what day or who they would choose to vote for. Some of them may have been voting for JFK. That was my throw in there. I feel this should be investigated because every one of those votes counts, or every one of those votes cast cancels out a legitimate vote. Not to mention elder abuse, taking advantage of the most helpless in our society. I would like you to ask your audience if they have a parent or a loved one living in a convalescent hospital or memory care facility. Would go on the website of Registrar Voters in their county and check if their loved ones voted. Sherry, I think that's a great idea. I think not only should we be helping our family members check, we should also be checking. Check your cat's name, too, just out of the blue, because there's been some pretty made-up names. And ballots did come to pets. Maybe not here, but we've seen that presented by people. But the mainstream media isn't going to follow that. They'll say, oh, yeah, you know, we found one, you know, one. No, there are a lot more than that. This election isn't over. So just be patient. Be patient. Be prepared. And enjoy every day that you can. Outside, in the sunshine, enjoy the fall, the leaves. My husband over the weekend did our last cut of the lawn, you know, where you get it down nice and low so it can go dormant for the winter. It was just so beautiful out. Just had to bundle up and go sit outside for a little bit. I know the wind drives people crazy. My husband comes in constantly. Have I said it lately how much I hate the wind? Yes, we have a special circumstance here in northern Nevada. Gotta love those winds coming off Peavine and Mount Rose, and it just, hey, it's not 24/7. It'll change. But get out and live your life. Because honestly, I can't say what it's going to be like in the future, because this country is drowning in pandemic debt. And I'm going to tell you what the Pentagon is doing when we come back, because it just goes to show how the wrong people have control of our money. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Log on and answer today's poll question on 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And, you know, it just, what are we going to do? What do you want to do from here? What should Nevada do? Do we certify the election results as is? Do we have a new vote altogether? Do we just audit the vote we have? It's not really good to just audit the vote we already have, because of the basic fact that signatures have been torn off those ballots. It just, you know, you can't get an accurate count. But I wanted to bring this up to you because this is how Republicans and Democrats alike spend your money and what's going on. So the House and Senate are working on the budget and a deal right now. And we are facing, what is it, like $3.1 trillion budget deficit? Okay, I'll mention this. I'll bring this back to you in just a moment, because God knows I love the people out at Fallon Naval Air Station. Love them. Civilians working out there, the military, everybody. But I want to bring you this F-35 fighter jet story, because I find it very interesting, and it comes out of Defense News. But Kevin's on the line, and I want to talk to Kevin. I always want to talk to you first, 885-9910. So, Kevin, you want to talk about COVID? I'm sorry, 884. I was given my home number. It felt like 884-9910.
Yeah, 884-9910. I wanted to ask you, on November 11th, the governor said he's given us 2 weeks to behave ourselves and see if we can bring the curve of the COVID thing down. And so then 2 weeks puts us the day before Thanksgiving. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are and what his next announcements will be. Will it be another major close down like in March, or just where do you think we're going to go on this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's just given the warning. If it were so bad, Kevin, why would they wait? If it were so bad, if the hospitals were overflowing with patients truly because of COVID, then wouldn't you shut down things immediately? Wouldn't you say, hey, these numbers just came in? No. They said, okay, you know, we're going to let you behave yourself. And this is just so far-fetched. It's just a torture. He's going with Fauci and with Gavin Newsom. And let me tell you, he's not going to be shut down. Sisolak isn't going to shut himself down for Thanksgiving. He didn't shut himself down for Halloween, had a big old Halloween party with nobody wearing masks. So it's just a farce, Kevin. They're trying
the whole thing. I mean, do you think like they'll close down the restaurants again right before Thanksgiving?
Probably.
Oh,
deny
Monica,
people.
You're not making me feel good this morning.
I'm sorry, Kevin, but deny people access to meals. If he doesn't shut them down completely, he will shut them down to the point where it's going to be very limited capacity.
Man, this is just going crazy, Monica. I'm sure glad you're on the air, because I really enjoy hearing you, although sometimes I get kind of nervous when you're saying all these things that might happen or will happen. Or at any rate, just hang in there, and we'll all hope for the best, and thanks for everything you do.
Remember that, Kevin. Prepare for the worst. Hope for the best. Thanks, Kevin. All right, let's. I've only got a second before we go into Fox News, but David, can you make it quick? We'll. We'll pop up to David and check in. Hi, David. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing. Hey. Gonna have to put rocks in my pocket if I go outside.
Yeah, small people warnings. got a question regarding the urgency of these, the Cicilline's and all the rest of them. If it was such a crisis nature, let's think about it. How many of you have drove over Interstate 80 to California and Caltrans will put the stupid chain requirement up with frost on the road? They don't even wait. They'll have the trucks out there. They'll do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't wait till, let's see how it goes. This is a narrative. Adam Schiff sends out a daily, this is how we'll screw around with them this week.
I think that's exactly what it is. They want
I'd love to get on that list of getting all this stuff ahead of time so I could just laugh even more.
Well, it just shows that NDOT, people that work at NDOT are a hell of a lot smarter than Sisolak or Newsom.
Maybe they should be the ones handling the pandemic.
They should be. They should be definitely, because.
Definitely not Dieter.
No, I think Dieter is busy counting the ballots from the election. So, David, thanks for the call. I got to get into Fox News, but it's just to send you into panic. Don't panic. Be prepared. If the restaurants close, so what? Have a nice meal at your home. If you can't cook or you can't have a nice meal at your home, get with your neighbors. Craig and Dan, my producers, are coming to my house for Thanksgiving. I mean, this is where we take care of each other. This is where we bond together. We don't need Cicilline's permission to be together and enjoy Thanksgiving. They're just trying to diminish your spirit. That's all. But I'm going to bring it back up when we come back from Fox News. Because it's all about being happy. It's all about being positive. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this blustery, blustery day. If you had any leaves left on the trees, they're probably down now. And if you had any leaves in your backyard, guess what? They're probably in your neighbor's yard now, which is, kind of nice, actually. As well as your patio furniture, just in case you wanted something new. Thanks for being here, though. 991fmtalk.com. You want to log on to our website, answer today's poll question. Really easy. With all the drama surrounding the 2020 election, what should Nevada do now? Audit the election results? Have a new 100% in-person vote? Maybe one of those little blue thumb things where you get a little ink mark? Or just certify the vote as is? Want to know. Yesterday's poll question, could you unplug and walk away from your electronic devices, except for work, of course, for 48 hours? 92% of those participating said yes. Now, had we asked that question on one of our other stations, like Fun 100.9 or Alt, it would probably be the absolute opposite. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Tim this morning. Tim wants to talk a little bit more about the lockdown. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, Monica. Great job. Really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to call because I came across an article regarding a study that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine published on November 11th, I believe. And it's probably one of the best studies on the effects of a lockdown I've ever seen, because they use Marine Corps recruits who volunteer for it. They segment them. I think there were 2,500, I think, approximately. I could be a little off, but a substantial number. And they segmented them and had these extremely rigorous conditions in terms of sanitation, meal preparation, interaction with others, and so on. And essentially, the study results showed, and then they had another control group that didn't do any of that, that none of those measures worked. They still had the virus spread among everybody in there. So the result was that, and frankly, the non-participants in that study had a lower rate of virus infection than the people with all those controls put on them. So if policymakers want to follow the science, I mean, here's a great study that just came out, and it'd be nice to see them take the bull by the horns and reconsider that position on lockdown.
Yeah, it's not about the science, Tim, because even the CDC and the WHO, you know, supposedly who they follow, they came out and said that lockdowns are detrimental, that it's not helping. It's not helping the spread. The masks, 85% of those, you know, testing positive and getting COVID have worn their masks. So they're definitely not paying attention to the science. Science counts, I guess, for them when it comes to climate change, but not when it comes to COVID. So they're hypocrites. Tim, thank you so much. And I appreciate that article. It just shows that the information is out there. Don't go with just one source. Look for the sources. I'm going to have to look this up for myself. I just got a text from somebody that said the new Secretary of Defense is actually pulling our troops, all of our troops, out of Afghanistan, bringing them home. That is fantastic, possibly before Christmas. That information is coming out of the military news. That's why the left is, the Democrats are fighting this and already saying, I do have a little bit something. I have to go find it. You should see my toolbar at the top of the top of my computer. There's like 15 screens open. That's why it runs so slowly. But this is where we can all agree that something has to be done in respect to how the money is spent. And this comes down to the people that you send to Congress and to Senate, even back here at home. Since we're sitting on, and this story is coming out of Reason, we're sitting on a $3.1 trillion deficit for this year. And I am not attacking any of our military. I'm actually attacking our politicians. So Congress is debating how many shiny new toys that the Pentagon should get at your expense. Are you still fighting with Dieter trying to get a check? Are you still, you know, working only part-time? Are you still not working at all? So Senate Republicans announced a new $1.4 trillion discretionary spending plan for next year, which we are all going to be taking it in the shorts next year. This is nothing compared to next year. Unless we can get Sisolak out of there. Even then, I don't know. I have my hopes. They're going to send $696 billion to the Pentagon. That's a $10 billion increase over the military's current budget. Why would anybody's budget be going up when we in our households are cutting our budgets back? We're not going on the vacations. The car can hang on for a little bit longer. Putting aside medical procedures. they are getting a $10 billion increase. So the bill passed the House in July. So one of the big questions facing lawmakers during the upcoming lame duck session is whether the military gets 96 new fighter jets or if they have to settle for a mere 91. Now, I know a lot of those fighter jets, we might see some of those here out at Fallon. But really? Really? This is all about spending taxpayers' money with Lockheed Martin. That is really frustrating. The Senate wants to get 96 of them, while the House authorized purchasing only 91. Now, the thing that you should understand here is that the Pentagon, the people who actually work with the numbers, the people who, you know, pretty much say, okay, you get this, you get this. Guess how many new planes they actually asked for? 79. This is what our Senate and House screw around with when people are suffering. It's all just a payoff for Lockheed Martin. So if that doesn't make you upset enough, you know, it's not just the planes. Because they're also looking at one of the new submarines. This is incredible. We have to audit our elections. We have to audit. Where are the people watching over the people in the government? That's us. And we're not doing our jobs. I mean, nothing sums up better and out of touch the congressional budget-making system is than a member of Congress demanding more submarines that the Navy, by the way, did not ask for in the middle of an economic and public health crisis. I don't believe it's a health crisis, but that's just my personal opinion. But still, why are they authorizing this? Call. Ask. Ask every single congressperson. Ask every single senator. Do you support this? Do you know that this is going on? Do you know that we still have problems here with the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation that we can't get any checks for some people? Call, call, call. Send emails. Send snail mail letters if you have to. Just flood them. Did you hear this, by the way? Did you hear this, by the way, on CNN or Fox or any of the other stations out there, ABC? Did you hear any of this? The blatant, wasteful spending? I mean, we already spend more on our military than the next 10 largest countries combined. And yet, we're told that the future is going to be, you know, cyber warfare. It's going to be drones. It's going to be all this other stuff that why are we buying all of these fighter jets? Fighter jets that weren't even asked for by the people who used them. How do these people still keep getting elected? It's just beyond me. Unbelievable. Let that sink in for a little bit. Let that sink in as you're wondering what you might do for the holidays. What you might do if we go through another complete shutdown. I can guarantee you, no one in Congress, no one in the Senate is going to be adhering to a shutdown. Neither is Governor Sisolak, neither is Governor Newsom, Whitmer. Huh. We'll talk about the governors when we come back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, I definitely think we're getting those wins today. I keep thinking that people are outside my studio or something's happening, but it's just this gust of all the leaves that stick together and it's like, oh, I keep getting shocked. Thank you so much for being here. 991fmtalk.com, our poll question. There's also my page there that I try to put some interesting things on there for you. Some of the things that I get. Can't always update it constantly. It's just, I try to focus one day on one thing. I'm still working on over 100 emails that I'm trying to get back to. So please be patient. I will get there. I will get through this. Facebook, Twitter, I try to do one day for something different. So if you're trying to get a hold of me by one of those ways. So let me just read you this. This was sent to me. This was wonderful. Tell me who this is. Ignored court orders. Violated our constitutional rights. Completely ignored due process and the legislature. Weaponized contact tracing databases to aid Democrat campaigns, used our kids as political pawns and denied special needs students who depend on the services that occur during in-person classes, caused the unnecessary death of thousands of our vulnerable elderly who died alone and scared in nursing homes. Who is that? Who are they talking about? Actually, those are the reasons that a congressman or a state assembly person, excuse me, has put forth to recall Governor Whitmer, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and why she should be impeached. Could have been Newsom. Could have been Sisolak. But the list would have been a hell of a lot longer. 16 days, 3 hours, and 19 minutes. 16 hours, or 16 days, 3 hours, and now 18 minutes. For you to sign the petition to recall Governor Sisolak. Now, the thing that I want you to notice here is that in Michigan, the House of Representatives, they get to initiate impeachment. And a majority vote is required in their legislative session. Our representatives, our assembly people, our senators here in the great state of Nevada, they won't even put their signature on the recall petition. And if you ask them about it, well, let's just say they're not so nice to some people. Please stick around because we have an amazing guest. Harley Schlegger is going to be joining us, and he is the spokesperson for the LaRouche Pack. And we're going to talk about why all of this pain is being brought down upon us, because it's all in the name of the New World Order, the Great Reset, and hopefully you'll understand how you can fight back, how you can take back control. It's going to hurt, but we can do it. We'll be back right after this, 92.3 and 99.1.